patient's name is Emma Santos Martinez, first name E-M-M-A, last name S-A-N-T-O-S hyphen M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Date of birth is 5/15/2012. Date of service is 3/18/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 9-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that her daughter, her other child, came to the clinic yesterday sick and was diagnosed with flu A. This patient does sleep with her sister in the same bed, and sister was coughing all night, so she's definitely had an exposure to flu. She's had congestion and has been running a high temp. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med, hydroxyzine, medical history, eczema and autism, surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, heart rate 166, respiratory rate 20, temp is 100.9, however not held under the tongue appropriately. SpO2 is 100 and she weighs 119 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. H-E-E-N-T, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, however she does have erythema to the posterior pharynx. A neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, flu A exposure, number 2, febrile illness, number 3, viral syndrome, number 4, pharyngitis. Patient will be given a prescription of Tamiflu to take twice a day for 5 days since her sister did expose her to flu A. I'll also give her a prescription of Bromfed for symptom relief. Mom does have Motrin Tylenol at home that she will use to treat her fever, and patient will get amoxicillin for her throat. Patient did have a flu and strep swab done in the office, both of which were negative. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom does agree with this clinic here, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.